take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this hump day Wednesday, March 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is fellow Patriot Carla Wagner. She's part of and actually leading the effort. AxeMyTax.org is the website. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
We're doing good. I want to get a status report because Monday I read a story by MERS News Service regarding the board of canvassers been playing games with you as far as approving the petition sheet itself, the language, the different language that they wanted, different things like that. Finally, you and your attorney decided, you know what, we're done with these people. They're playing games. The clock is ticking. We need to get this sheet produced, get it out there, and start collecting signatures. What's the status, and why did you choose to move forward without the actual bottom line, I guess, final approval by the Board of Canvassers in Lansing?
First of all, I love that song that you played because this is absolutely taxation without representation. I did not see the MERS article, so I don't even know what it said. But going back to the Board of Canvassers, we submitted our petition language and everything in our 100-word summary back to the Board of Canvassers in August, and that put us on their agenda for September. In September, the director rewrote our summary, which is his prerogative. He can rewrite the 100-word summary. He rewrote it in September. There's four board members that have to approve. Two of them are Republicans, two are Democrats. Nobody approved it. So then we had to go back in October, so it goes every month. They have a meeting every month. So in October, we went back. Nobody would approve it. He had rewritten it again, and still no one would approve it. In November, we went back to the Board of Canvassers again in Lansing. The director had rewritten it again. We got the two Republicans. They approved it. The one Democrat never showed up. The other Democrat said, well, I won't approve it or disapprove it, but I want to see it. She wanted to see the whole body of the petition, and that's not her job. She's only supposed to be looking at the 100-word summary. In the meantime, we have two Democrat attorneys that are sitting there going, we're going to sue you, we're going to sue you, we're going to sue you, because they never wanted this petition to see the light of day. In December, so then we got, in November, two Republican approvals from the two Republican board members. In December, they took us right off the agenda, and so we weren't even allowed to go in December. Then we had to go back into January. So January 19, now we are starting to eat into our 180 days of circulation. Because sure, you have 180 days, but they have a drop-in date. We have to submit them to them by July 1st. So by January 19, we were already eating into our 180 days of circulation. We had realized all along that they were going to play games with us, especially after the first meeting, when the chairman, again, on record, stood up and said, this will be disastrous. This will be disastrous. And I'm like, well, ask the people who are losing their homes and farms and businesses how disastrous it is to them. And they are so, the board members are misinformed. I even eventually brought the state's budget poster in with me and said, look, you're wrong. You're misinformed. The numbers that you are talking about, is they're not even correct. You know, so anyway,
yeah,
trying to convince them. You can't convince them. So anyway,
okay,
we're gonna
take a break. We're gonna take a break right there, because I want to get into the specificness of them not approving it and you deciding to go forward with it even without the farm approval. Again, we're talking with Carla Wagner. AXMITax.org is the website. Pull it up. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Staying on through the break is Carla Wagner with AxeMyTax.org talking about her petition drive to put it on the ballot to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. So, Carla, let's pick up where we left off. They did not approve your 100-word synopsis. They took you off the agenda. Finally, you just said, screw it. We're going to go ahead and get started.
Yes, that is correct, Randy. It's an elective process to go through the Board of Canvassers. A lot of people that do petitions drive don't even bother. We wanted to, because we wanted to have all of our I's dotted and our T's crossed. We wanted to do this as correctly as possible, because we knew that they were going to come after us hard. They never wanted this to be circulated. So, but because they were eating into our time factor of being able to circulate, we just said, you know, we tried to do it your way. You guys are playing games with us. We're going to go ahead. We did take, you know, like every month that we went there, they were picking apart things. So we took the 100-word summary that the two Republicans approved in November. That was the one that their director wrote. Two Republicans approved it. That's the one we put on the ballot. And we took some of the other suggestions that they were making along the way as they were complaining about what, you know, like the form and the format and the verbiage. And we kind of cleaned it all up as best as humanly possible. And when they say they're going to try to stop us, the two Democrat attorneys have already sent out a podcast to all 83 county board of commissioners. And now I believe they've also sent out a letter to all 1,240 township supervisors telling them, like, oh my gosh, don't, you know, you can't support Axe My Tax. But I have a township supervisor that's actually going to be hosting an event for me to educate the people on how we can do this. I have a county commissioner on my phone going, oh my God, Carla, you have to do this. You're spot on. I have politicians, senators, and state reps going, you need to do this. You need to do this. We have to slow down the spending at all levels of government because people are losing their homes.
I know the talking points very well. My questions, I want to be specific. The clock is ticking. We have 11 days left in March. We then have April, May, and June, 3 months, because you have to turn them in by July 1st. How many signatures do we currently have? How many do you end up having to have total to submit to the Board of Canvassers?
We need like 446,000, blah, blah, blah. Our goal is 600,000. I don't have a current count. We have the first 60,000 petitions, so there's 10 signatures to a petition. We have the first 60,000 spread out across the state, and we are starting to get that first wave coming back to us. But I will have a count probably the first part of April. I'll have a count on where we are to date.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
Then what we'll need more. Mm-hmm.
Then you'll have the month of April, May, and June, which will be nice weather. We're going to have all kinds of events, Reagan Day dinners, Lincoln Day dinners. I've already got 6 or 7 of them on my calendar to be part of around northern Michigan, including the UP. So we'll be heading into nice weather, and then we can get serious about actually knowing where we're at with the numbers and then what we have to do moving forward for those last 3 months.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. Now, one other question. I did get a text during the break. Do you have any resources? Has anybody stepped up and offered to give you some funding to be able to pay some folks to get the signatures? I'm talking professional circulators, or are you doing this totally on your own with grassroots volunteers?
We are doing this on our own, Randy, because here's the thing. I don't want to pay circulators. Number one, we found out during the gubernatorial candidacy that you can't count on paid circulators. You pay the money, you don't get what you need. And to be honest, if the people of the state of Michigan don't start standing up and getting engaged, they can just keep paying property taxes, because it means to me that they don't want this bad enough. If they don't, I mean, we're giving them an opportunity to get rid of property taxes across the state of Michigan. If they don't want to take advantage of the opportunity, they can just keep paying property taxes.
Right.
I mean, I know that sounds mean, but that's the nuts and bolts of it.
Bottom line.
We got to get people engaged.
Now, one other question I do have is, when the signatures are turned into you, and I know you probably have a whole, you know, bank of volunteers there that are going to be going through the signatures. Are you guys going to be running them through the qualified voter files to check for how valid they are, whether they're actually registered, number one, voters, and number two, registered in the counties for the sheets they signed for?
We are giving very, very, very good instructions when we send these out. When I mail them out, there's an instructional sheet on exactly how they have to be filled out. We have that on videos as well. But yes, we will be going through them before we submit them. Absolutely.
Excellent. One main thing that a question came in. He said, well, without the Democrats' two approvals, is that going to cause any technicality once you turn the signatures in? Are they going to be able to say, hey, you never got this fully vetted or approved by the Board of Canvassers? Are they going to be able to toss the signatures out? What's that logic and strategy going forward?
Well, as I said, it's an elective process to go through them. We don't need their approval. And because the two Democrat attorneys that were always involved in the meetings, they're promising to sue us anyway. It could very well end up being a legal fight down to the end. We just don't know. So we're just going to push forward. We're going to get the signatures. The more signatures we get, the more people they have to fight. They're not going to just stop Carla Wagner. They're going to have to fight 600,000 angry signers, plus businesses, small businesses, politicians, everybody that's gotten on board. They're going to have to stop us all. They're going to have to fight and deal with us all. And right now, our message is any millages that are out there, any millages that come up for renewal or new millages, vote them down, because that will keep them off your property taxes, and that will force these government unit and its entities to find another resource for this revenue anyway. That's the whole thing. What we're trying to do is like stop leveraging our property to pay for services we don't use. If you need money to pay for those services, find it elsewhere, not by leveraging our property.
Well, that one is, of the
so
things
if we
that
start
you,
voting that, no on millages, they're going to have to find a different resource for that money
right.
anyway.
Well, one of the things you talk about, because I've heard you speak quite a few times at different venues here in northern Michigan, and a perfect example you give is pickleball courts. You know, if they want pickleball courts, which is the latest fad of activity for especially seniors, well, then put together a coffee can at a local dining restaurant and raise money to pay for it that way. If you want the pickleball courts yourselves, then you guys should self-fund this thing. Stop relying on our taxpayer dollars to fund those type of activities and those functions within the state of Michigan.
Absolutely, Randy, because somebody's going to lose their home over a damn pickleball court. Somebody's going to lose their home over a book in the library. We're losing our farmland. We're losing our businesses. People are leaving the state of Michigan because they can't afford to be here. Newsweek article, March 5, they did on the Ask My Tax thing. They interviewed five people across the state of Michigan, and they all said with their winter bill, with the inflation of the 5%, their property values going up the full 5%, with the new assessments that came out, nobody can afford to live here. We're doomed. The state is doomed under this administration and how they just keep taxing the crap out of us. Our government is living beyond our means, and they're not asking us if we can afford it. They just keep spending, and it's at all levels. And shame on the township supervisors and the county commissioners that just throw their hands in the air and say, oh my gosh, we can't get by without property tax. Because to me, they've just identified themselves as the ones that need to be primaried and gone.
Yeah, absolutely. I just read the story before you came on about all these economic development groups for free grant money. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, you know, $1.7 billion this senator McMorrow from Royal Oak wants a train to run from downtown Royal Oak to downtown Detroit, right down Woodward, $1.7 billion mass transit rail system. And it's
Randy,
like,
it's all part of the 15-minute cities. They're trying to make, that's the 15-minute city plan, right?
Absolutely. That's what I explained to the audience. They want people living in Royal Oak, walking to the train depot, getting on a train, riding down to Detroit, coming back home. That's exactly what they're talking about. And, you know, the other component to this, Carla, you hit it right on the head. This is all our money, and yet we don't even get to say what projects are going forward. They're the ones that are putting forward the bills. They're the ones running the money, the grant money, through these strategic funds and these other funds. And I asked a very simple question. Where in the Michigan State Constitution does it allow for any of this type of activity?
Right, right.
It
and
doesn't.
You know what, Randy? The governor right now, she not only wants to be our landlord, and once the government becomes your landlord, you've lost all rights. Your Second Amendment right to own a gun, out the window. Once you become a tenant of the government and you're living in a government-owned or government-subsidized apartment, you'll have no rights. You won't have a garden. You won't have a chicken. You won't have a gun. You won't have a small business to help your family make a little extra money on the side. That will be all gone. And she wants to be your landlord. Now she wants to be the builder. They talk about unaffordable. They talk about how unaffordable housing is. And yet they're pushing through new rules, new energy codes that's going to add $20,000 to the cost of a 1,400 square foot house. So yeah. You're just, but all of us middle income people are going to be brought down to our knees. And what we're spending money for now, just like the real estate transfer tax increase, she wants to take that money when you go to sell your house, real estate transfer tax, she wants to take that money to build unaffordable, affordable housing for the illegals. So we're going to be, we're losing our homes to provide a home for somebody else that's not even here in the country legally.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to give out the website again, axmitax.org is the website. Carla, if people go there, they can contact you, and then you can ship them the petition sheets along with the instruction sheet. That's something you can do right through the website?
Yes, there is a petition request form right online. And they send that out, and it comes to me. I fill it out. I have been sending stacks. I think yesterday I sent about 2,400 petitions out through the mail. PAC mail is making a lot of money off me, but I've been sending them and Randy, it's every city in Michigan. The cities I've never even heard of, and I've lived here 62 years and I've never even heard of some of these cities. It is incredible the people that are standing up and saying, you know what, we want this, we want to get rid of property tax, we want to have a better life, and let them choose which services they want to pay for. And not at the risk of losing their house.
Yep, absolutely. The tax foreclosure portion of it is removed. Folks, if you don't pay your taxes for 3 years, they can foreclose, send it to a tax sale. You could be out of your property, and this all would stop if we put this on the ballot. What's your current polling showing, the numbers, how many people are supporting this project if it gets on the ballot in November?
I don't know. I don't believe in polls, to be honest. But,
said one time at one meeting it was close to like 60 to 70% of the people when you talk to them say they love the idea.
Oh, my goodness. I go and do a presentation, and there might be one or two people that walk out of the room just kind of shaking their heads because they don't get it. And 98% of them go, where do we sign?
Where do we sign? Absolutely. That's
what
we got to do.
Like, where do we sign? And why hasn't anybody done this before? And you know, I mean, I they're just sick of it. They don't trust the government. They don't trust any level, not at the township, the county, or the state. They just don't trust them anymore. And they've realized that those people don't have our best interest at heart. Absolutely not.
Well, there's other ways to fund the government, and especially at the local level. Revenue sharing, we've got sales tax that's a very reliable source. It just needs to absolutely be figured out once we get this on the ballot, folks. We get the signatures, we submit them, it's there, we get to vote on it, and then Lansing's going to have to figure it out, and that's the bottom line. I'm going to give out the website one last time, Carla. We appreciate you coming on the show. Again, it's axmitax.org. Go there and request the petition sheets. She'll ship them out. Thanks, Carla. We appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate you and all your hard work. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
So again, the website, folks, it's critical that you absolutely go to axmitax.org, request the sheets. She'll send them to you, instruction sheet on how to fill them out and get them back to her. On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.